Your number one source for local news. This is WRAL, coverage you can count on.
A trip to California for former President Bill Clinton turned into a trip to the hospital. How he's doing and when he could be released.
Well, the community is shaken after a person shot to death and a deputy stabbed. We expect an update on the attack from the Edgecombe County Sheriff's Office in just a few hours.
And it certainly was a beautiful day at the State Fair yesterday. We're going to see more of that today. I'm going to show you how close we'll come to a record high coming up. And an exciting night for college basketball fans. Duke and UNC kick off their seasons tonight with fans in the stands. Tar Heels and Cameron Crazies have been ready for this. It is 6 o'clock, everybody, and we're getting you ready for your Friday and the weekend. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. And before we get to all the midnight madness of folks getting after it tonight, basketball, we're going to have your early morning madness here and get you what you need to know before you head out the door, Elizabeth.
That's right. Everything looks nice and quiet right now. This is a live look at the North Carolina State Fairgrounds, where we're looking at another day similar to what we saw yesterday, except maybe a little bit warmer. This time yesterday, we were also seeing some fog developing, and we are not seeing very much of that at all. However, in the next hour, we could see it developing, so we'll keep our eye out for that. Rocky Mount has visibility at 2 miles, so there's likely to be a little bit of low cloud cover that you'll see first thing in the morning, and then that will break up rather quickly, and we'll see sunshine for the rest of the day. And Rocky Mount at 60, Durham is 60, 62 in Fayetteville, and a cooler 54 up around Roxborough. We take a look at our hour-by-hour forecast at the fair. We hit lunchtime at, we hit 80 degrees at lunchtime, and then our highs climb into the upper 80s this afternoon. Our big weather maker for the week comes tomorrow. We'll talk about our potential for rain, the timeline, and how much we could see. Coming up, Zach.
6:01, the current time. We'll take you out to Glenwood Avenue right by the mall, Crabtree Valley Mall. We're seeing a car, a minivan, hit the light pole there, not really impacting traffic. Luckily, police as well as a few first responders now moved over to the parking lot to see what's going on currently. But again, this is on the eastbound side of Glenwood Avenue, just before you get to Lead Mine Road, Blue Ridge Road as well. So we're watching that there in 3D True View traffic. A few additional crashes off towards the east, not causing any delays on New Bern Avenue. And lots of green so far on 40 westbound and eastbound, not only in Raleigh, but also towards the northwest in Durham.
Today we expect more answers about a stabbing and deadly shooting involving a local deputy. It happened along McNair Road in Edgecombe County. You can see it right here on this map. WRL's Naya Harden is live at SBI headquarters in Raleigh, and Edgecombe County Sheriff planning to speak about this case later this morning. Naya, what can you tell us so far?
Well, right now we know that investigators here at the SBI are working on this case, which is standard when it comes to a shooting involving law enforcement. Investigators say this all started around 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon when deputies responded to a home on McNair Road where a woman said a relative armed with a knife was chasing her. When deputies arrived, they say the man charged at them, stabbing one of them in the back. Another deputy fired shots, killing the man. The injured deputy was released from the hospital last night. Now, we could learn the names of those involved later on this morning. That's at 11 o'clock when the sheriff is expected to speak. WRAL is going to be there at the press conference, and we're going to have updates for you later on in our newscast. Naya Harden, WRAL News, Raleigh.
Turning now to the pandemic, if you got the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine, it could be a matter of hours before a key decision is made on a booster shot. An FDA advisory panel is meeting again at 8:30 a.m. to discuss whether to approve an extra dose. This week, federal data raised questions about whether an extra dose is needed or whether vaccine recipients should mix and match instead. A new study showed those who got the J&J shot may be better protected with a Moderna or Pfizer booster.
That same FDA panel decided in just the past day to recommend booster shots of the Moderna vaccine. They want to offer the shot to people over the age of 65, those at high risk of serious illness from COVID, and frontline workers. Here's what happens next for the booster shot. The full FDA will make a decision on the recommendation in the coming days. And then a CDC committee will meet next Wednesday to discuss the boosters. After that, it's up to the CDC director to make a final decision. North Carolina is making progress in the fight against COVID. Our case numbers are leveling off, and the number of positive tests is the lowest now that we've seen since July.
Former President Bill Clinton is waking up in a California hospital room. NBC News says he went to the hospital after getting a urological infection that developed into a blood infection known as sepsis.
Doctors say the 75-year-old is on the mend. Clinton was walking and talking with family in the last day. He's in the ICU for privacy and safety, not because he needs intensive care.
They think he's doing okay. He was joking around apparently with the staff, complaining about the hospital food, but it sounds like he's on the mend, and that was their language, on the mend.
Clinton was brought to University of California Irvine Medical Center on Tuesday and was hooked up to an IV to get antibiotics. He's had heart surgeries in the past, but doctors say this is not a heart issue.
Got started at noon yesterday. It'll be earlier today for the first full day of the North Carolina State Fair, and with some official opening ceremonies planned. WRL's Laura Levine, a true first-timer out there live at the State Fairgrounds, and a strong opening day for the fair. What do we expect today, Laura?
Jeff, good morning. I am so excited. In just a few hours, this place will truly transform, but I already got my items ready to go. I got a Polaroid camera here to capture all of the memories, and I heard Elizabeth say it was going to be a warm day, so I am ready to go. Now, the gates here open at 8 o'clock this morning, but kickoff ceremonies will begin at 11. Check out some of the video from opening day where you can see so many people thrilled to be back on the fair grounds. This morning, Agriculture Commissioner Steve Troxler will officially kick off the fair with a ceremonial ribbon cut. He'll likely address how much this means to the vendors, farmers, and other fair participants to be back. And for many families, the fair is a tradition, one they're looking forward to taking in again after missing out last year. Now, as far as everything you need to know, from ticket, parking information, and a lineup of events for the next couple of days, you can head over to WREL.com and the WREL News app. Laura Levine, WREL News, live at the State Fairgrounds.
I'm Michelle McConaughey here in the WRIA Live Center. We have some breaking news out of southern Afghanistan. 7 people killed, 13 hurt after an explosion at a mosque. This happened in southern Afghanistan about an hour ago. They say this happened during the weekly Friday prayer service, typically attended by large groups of worshipers. The explosion did target a mosque. This comes 1 week after a similar attack struck north of the country, killing 46 people. The investigation is ongoing. They say it's not immediately clear who perpetrated this attack. Back to you.
Deputies in Harnett County are trying to figure out if a teenager's family will be held financially liable for a threat called into a school. We told you yesterday morning about the bomb threat that prompted evacuations at Coates Irwin Middle School. Sheriff Wayne Coates tells WRL the call was traced to Tennessee, where a teen came up with the idea while talking with another teen from Georgia over Xbox. As of this morning, no charges have been filed. The investigation is ongoing.
Former Rollsville Mayor Frank Eagles has died. The town's current mayor, Ronnie Curran, shared the news on Facebook, saying his death is a shock. Curran says Eagles leaves a great legacy with his own contributions to the town. We have reached out to town officials to learn how he died.
This morning, you're invited to help improve the city of Durham's handling of crisis situations. Leaders are hosting a public town hall called Crisis Response in the Bull City. They're asking anyone to share their own moments of reaching out in an emergency situation and what could have been done better. Input will go toward crafting recommendations for local officials. The virtual town hall starts at 9 a.m. today and tomorrow. A link is on the city's website. Today, we could find out if students at UNC Chapel Hill will have to pay more for tuition. The university's Tuition and Fee Advisory Task Force is holding an emergency meeting to talk about recommendations for the 2022-23 school year. The meeting begins at 3.
These are not games, but certainly tonight marking the start of an exciting basketball season for both the Tar Heels and Blue Devils at UNC. The first late-night celebration without Roy Williams. Now that Hubert Davis has taken over the program, it'll be a mix of new and old traditions as the men's and women's basketball teams take the court. Masks are required per UNC's latest COVID-19 protocols. The event starts at 7:30.
It's a special start to the season tonight at Duke, where the Blue Devils will celebrate one final start to the season with Coach Mike Krzyzewski. The countdown to craziness kicks off this afternoon. Fans will gather in Krzyzewskiville at 4, and then the celebrations move into Cameron Indoor Stadium. This will be the first basketball event with fans at Cameron Indoor since March 2020. Everyone will have to wear a mask and show proof of vaccination or a negative COVID-19 test. Duke is anticipating a big crowd, so leave early.
6:09 right now, a Boeing pilot now faces charges in two deadly crashes. The information prosecutors say he failed to tell safety regulators that played a role in the deaths of more than 300 people. Plus, local vendors have waited 2 years for the state fair. And coming up at 6:30, how they're making up for lost time and revenue.
And it's going to be a nice day at the state fair. We're going to be close to a record high today at 87, but today stays dry. We do have rain in the forecast for tomorrow. It'll be fairly late in the day, but a short window. I'll show you when to expect it coming through in just a few minutes.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, the Weather 8 certified most accurate forecast.
It is 6:12, and we take a look at our forecast around town. Everything looks quiet. This time yesterday, we were already starting to see some patchy fog. Not as much of that today. 60 in Durham, 61 in Goldsboro, 56 in Sanford. Not to say that there wouldn't be a little bit of low cloud cover this morning, but what we do see developing won't hang around for long. It'll move on out, and we're going to see a nice bright day. So potential for a little fog this morning. Pleasant start with temperatures, upper 50s, low 60s. It feels pleasant at the bus stop this morning, but it is going to be warm as the kids step off the bus. I'll tell you what, they don't need a jacket this morning. But they're going to need a jacket, maybe some long sleeves and long pants as they head off to school next week. We're going to talk about the big transition. Of course, we'll have some rain that goes along with that on Saturday. We'll talk about how much we could see where you are coming up.
The most restrictive abortion law in the U.S. will stay in place as the legal battle against it moves forward. A federal appeals court ruled before 10 p.m. that the ban in Texas can be enforced despite efforts from the Justice Department. That law stops abortions as early as 6 weeks when most women don't know they're pregnant. This is the second time the court has kept the law in place. The Justice Department is expected to appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Today, President Biden is headed to Connecticut to promote his multi-trillion dollar social safety net improvement plan. The trip comes hours after he signed a bill raising the national debt limit. That increase only prevents the U.S. from default until December. Republicans say they'll refuse another increase, but say Democrats could pass it along with the safety net bill, which would require the approval of every Democrat, which seems unlikely right now. An update this morning. Officers are investigating the death of a man on the Blue Ridge Parkway as murder. Earlier this week, WRL told you the man was found dead right below the Yadkin Valley Overlook near Boone. Now the National Park Service is identifying that man as Josue Calderon of Rhode Island, and they didn't reveal how he died. Several agencies, including the FBI, are contributing to this investigation right now.
A former Marine officer who criticized the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan is back in court today for sentencing. Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller accepted responsibility for his actions, pleading guilty in a special court-martial. His attorney told reporters he doesn't expect a punishment beyond a letter of reprimand. Sentencing is expected to last 2 days. New this morning, a former Boeing pilot is facing federal charges for his role in two deadly crashes involving the 737 MAX jet. A grand jury indicted Mark Faulkner with fraud, accusing him of lying to safety regulators about the automated flight control system that played a role in both crashes. 346 people died, and the 737 MAX was grounded worldwide as a result. Faulkner worked on the MAX program, and prosecutors say he downplayed aspects of the system to avoid safety rules.
People living in Vance County can get their COVID-19 booster shot today. Granville Vance Public Health is hosting a clinic to give out third doses of the Pfizer vaccine. The clinic runs from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Civic Center in Henderson. And remember to bring your vaccination card there.
Saturday Night Live is new again this weekend, and for the third straight week, it's a first-time host. Rami Malek, an Oscar winner and villain in the current James Bond film, will be taking the reins. Cast member Chloe Fineman says it's especially exciting to have a rookie host, and even more so when it's actor known for dramatic roles.
I love it when an actor boy comes on, you know, like Adam Driver is like my dream host because they're just so malleable and they commit so hard. Timothy Chalamet was the same way. Like they're just down to play and commit and they're really excited to get to be goofy and weird.
Watch Saturday Night Live with host Rami Malek and musical guest Young Thug tomorrow night right here after WRAL News at 11.
If you are not going to the North Carolina State Fair, there are still plenty of great events happening in our area this weekend.
Here's a look at WREL's Out and About's Best Bets. Chapel Hill dedicating this weekend to the arts. The Festival Arts Market and more is scaling back in size because of the pandemic, but will still feature dozens of artists as well as food and drink vendors. There are no specific COVID restrictions in place. The event runs from 4 to 8 tonight on Henderson Street downtown.
North Carolina Wine Festival is back at Cocobooth Amphitheater in Cary. More than 30 wineries will be around to provide samples along with live music. Masks are not required outside, but they are needed to use the on-site restrooms. Tickets are still available for the all-day event tomorrow.
And you can celebrate fall at Dix Park in Raleigh with Falling for Local tomorrow from 11 to 6. There will be live music and tons of activities for kids, and it's all free. Masks are not required.
To get more information about these and other events, you can go to WRL.com and search Out and About.
So many fall events going on, but it's been feeling like summer still. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner with a look at why that's going to change.
Yeah, that's right. We take a look at Raleigh. This is, of course, a view of the Dorton Arena and the NC State Fairgrounds. It was all lit up yesterday. It was so pretty. But a beautiful day to kick off the State Fair, and we'll see more of that today. Tomorrow's going to be a different story. We're going to talk about that in a minute. But heading out the door, if you're headed to the fair early this morning, 75 degrees, you know, it's a good time to go in the morning around 10 a.m. if you have little kids and aren't in school yet. I mean, that's the time to be there. 84 degrees around lunchtime, and then we climb into the upper 80s this afternoon, back into the mid 80s by about 6 o'clock. But it'll be nice and dry, good shorts and t-shirts weather at the fair today. Goldsboro, Apex, Chapel Hill, Durham, all looking fine. As the sun comes up, we're going to notice a little bit of low cloud cover in spots and maybe some patchy fog, but we really haven't seen much fog developing yet. Here comes our front that's going to really change everything. It'll bring a little rain for us tomorrow during the late afternoon and evening, and then much cooler air. Again, across parts of Oklahoma, some severe thunderstorms today with that system. We're not likely to see that around here. We will see the cooler temperatures, though. You can see the color contours in the west, all the blue. And then in the eastern part of the country, we're looking at the yellows and oranges. That's where all the warmth still is. A look at our future temperatures around lunchtime Saturday. We'll be close to, say, mid-70s to around 80. We'll see a high of about 82 degrees as that front comes through. Once the front passes by, we'll see the cooler air moving in overnight, and we'll end up Sunday morning dropping down into the mid-40s to right around 50 degrees for the overnight lows, and then rebounding only into the 60s. So we're looking at upper 60s for highs on Sunday, but with lots of sunshine. 87 today, so that's very close to our record of 88. So we might tie the record. We bump it up one more degree. That record set back in 1985. Tomorrow, we're not as close, 82 versus 86. So if we're going to hit that record, it would be today. Our normal high is 74. So these temperatures are way above normal. 67 on Sunday brings us a little below normal. But for much of next week, our temperatures will be near normal. We're going to see some sunshine, and it's going to feel good. It'll feel good heading out to football Friday this evening at 6 o'clock, 81 degrees, and then into the 70s and dry conditions. Be a pretty evening for football or anything else you have planned outside. Sunday, 67. The big thing that you'll need to note for next week is the mornings are going to be chilly. We haven't seen temperatures in the 40s in a long time. So I'm going to drag the jackets out. I'm coming up in just a little while at about 6:45. We're going to go over Saturday hour by hour. If you want to be outside on Saturday, I'll help you plan around the rain. Zach?
Coming up on 6:20 on your Friday morning, right now we'll take you out to Glenwood Avenue right by Crabtree Valley Mall. It looks like a car crashed into the light pole there on the side of the screen. This is not blocking any lanes. Police do not have any lanes closed currently in that area, but Brent Neese is headed there in the WRL Breaking News Tracker to try and learn some more information on whether the driver of that vehicle was injured in that crash. Right now, Raleigh police did mention in the report that it was damage only and not injuries with that scene. But again, that's right by Lindmine Road, just before you get to Lynn Road, so before you get to the Crabtree Valley area, so keep that in mind off towards the north. Everything else, lots of green on I-40, not only around the triangle, but also towards Durham and Chapel Hill. So far, pretty smooth commute. Just keep it in mind. If you're heading near the mall this morning, that car is still going to be on scene for quite some time.
It's the first full day of the State Fair, which means a lot to everyone, from the vendors to the farmers, after a long two-year wait. What makes today's opening ceremony extra special?
Also, if you have kids, check your bank account this morning. How much you can expect to receive as part of an ongoing federal assistance program.
Coming up on Today, live reports from the UC Irvine Medical Center, where former President Bill Clinton is hospitalized. The timeline for his release.
as well as your winning lottery numbers on your screen right now.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
In What's Trending, Adele fans have a lot to be happy about.
She released her long-awaited new single, Easy on Me, and a video. That voice, I'll tell you. This is the first song released from Adele's fourth album, titled 30. It drops November 19th. It is now available for pre-order.
I've listened to it several times now, and it just gives me chills. She's such a talented songwriter. She's back. And if you like Little Debbie cakes and you're also a fan of ice cream, you are in store for a treat this holiday season. For the first time, ice cream based on a Little Debbie cake will be for sale. The Christmas Tree Cakes ice cream will be sold exclusively at Walmart beginning November 1st. Now, this is a combo that I can get into.
This makes it officially a Christmas tree cake season, then. Once this comes out, I'm ready.
Sugar rush. I mean, mac and cheese ice cream, couldn't wrap my mind around that, but this, trying it.
So good. Defending Super Bowl champs are taking away another win, a decisive play in the fourth quarter.
It is. Brady out to his right. Throws, pass, caught.
That did it. Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers sealed the win over the Philadelphia Eagles. Eagles really needed a stop on that play, but Brady's pass allowed the Bucs to run out the clock to the final whistle. 28-22 winners.
Lots of big NFL games this Sunday. The Carolina Panthers are back at home, hoping to avoid a third straight loss as they host the Minnesota Vikings. Kickoff is at 1 o'clock on Fox 50. And on Sunday Night Football, the Seattle Seahawks travel to Pittsburgh to take on the Steelers. Watch it live here on WREL at 8:20 p.m. We're live at the North Carolina State Fair for the first full day, and the gates open in just a few hours coming up. What this return means to so many people here in the community.
And an Edgecombe County deputy shot and killed a man after he stabbed a fellow deputy. Coming up, we'll tell you what could happen later this morning.
We could see nearly a record high today, but that's about to change. Our cold front swings through tomorrow and brings much colder air. I'll show you when you're going to need to grab the jacket as you head out the door. Coming up.